7-0.
Blog Talk Radio.
I beat the fuck out of that motherfucker yesterday. That cruiserweight amateur boxer, man, I outclassed him. I made him quit. You saw them jabs I was peppering him with? Them jabs, that 1-2, that right-handed 047, you fucking delusional haters, man, talking shit, saying I'm washed up, saying I'm looking slow. What the fuck? What the fuck fight were you watching? You fucking clowns, man. That was a masterclass, man. Look, the Israeli soldier, I bombed on him. This fight, see, you fucking hypocrites. When I bomb on motherfuckers, and I bombed on that dude yesterday, but I just took it like not easy, but I went like easier than Israeli soldier. I went 100%. You know what I mean? I fucking destroyed him. This dude, I just see when I go balls out on motherfuckers and just, you know, when I bang, you motherfuckers say, oh, but you know, like, let's see some boxing. Let's see some technical boxing. Yesterday you saw the best technical boxing, something that Floyd Mayweather Jr. is not capable of doing. He's not on my level. The jab, the power, the speed, you know what I'm saying? No, the way I was keeping him at distance, timing him and landing, you know, that landing the right hand. Yeah, sure, I missed some shots, but I landed more than I missed, and that's what matters. But, nah, man, it's like Mayweather Jr., how many times did he fight? At all this year? No. He just talks. And I won 72 fights this year. I would murder Mayweather Jr. He's too small. He's way too small, man. I walk around at 160, 163, you know what I mean? I'm like middleweight, super middleweight, man. Yeah. I bulked back up to my original weight. And I'm beating cruiserweights and heavyweights, man. The U.S. Marine, he was 205. I fucking crushed him, man. His head nearly went through the door. And then after that, the Israeli soldier. And then yesterday, I beat the guy's ass. I'm the best. Every fight I fight, I win with ease. You know what I'm saying? Charlie Zay, 177-0, man. The best ever.
They claim that I'm violent, just cause I refuse to be silent. These hypocrites are having fits, cause I'm not violent, defiant. Envious because I won't be validated. Any oppressor and bitches know that I'm a fake. I throw a mercy, they claim that I'm a lunatic. But when this shit gets sick, I'm going, you're going kick. Don't look confused, the truth is so plain to see. Cause I'm a nigga that you sell, I'm brother's right to be. And every keep and every talk, brother soft it. I'm never ignorant, getting told to talk. Underground railroad, calling up drop. The sound of troops getting told, hurting up lot. I told the fight back and back for the right seat. If this is violence, then find what I gotta beat. If you investigate, you'll find out where it's coming from. Look through our history, America's a violent one. I like my brain, break the chains of your misery. This time to take back what evil did you give to me. They call me militant.
Oh, you see, 177-0, number one pound for pound. You haters are so fucking demented. It's like I'm reading them comments now. Now you ask me, why do you disable the comments? Well, this is why. Because you people say fucking horse shit. I'm 177-0. How can you possibly talk shit about a fighter that has won so many fights this year? A world record. No, dude. Yesterday I won a great fight. It was one-sided, but it was still, you know, almost all my fights are one-sided, you know what I mean? But the dude was clearly a fighter, you know what I mean? Then I see comments like, oh, why are you beating up on three? Well, you're a 170-0 plus pro, whatever, beating up on 3-1 amateurs, discrediting my opposition. When I beat up that Marine, oh, but he said he never boxed. He's a Marine, but he's not a boxer. Oh, okay, I beat a boxer yesterday, so what is it now? Oh, but he's an amateur. Oh, but you're fucking retarded and you're fucking mentally ill. You fucking clowns, man. I got nothing to prove to you because when I prove it to you, you still talk shit. Fucking rejects. Deontay Wilder got TKO'd by me. It's on video. And you still talk shit. Fuck all you retards writing all these comments, man. Do you think I take you idiots serious? Even the people that say good things, man, do you think I take you serious? No, if you're genuine, legit fans, then my apologies, you know what I mean? Then come to the Grove and, hey, I sign autographs over there, man. You know what I'm saying? Nike store, man. People that come up to me in person and say, yo, champ, let me get your signature. That's real. I never doubt that fan, you know what I mean? That's a fan. motherfuckers that go on video and say Charlie Z is the best, that show their face on video, and they're standing next to me, like Marvelous, like the dude at the lid store, you know what I'm saying? Them motherfuckers are real. You clowns on the internet, no matter what you say, you're fake. Because all you talk about is paid professional actors. Like, in the videos, I'm beating guys that would, like, that Muay Thai champion would knock out any paid professional actor from the television. All right? And what do you do when I beat that Muay Thai champion? I just beat the toughest opponent. You know what I mean? What do you do when I beat him? Under the comments section, what do you do? What do? You talk about, oh, nice one, champ, good one. But can you beat Conor McGregor? It's like the same old shit. It's like the guy that I just beat will literally fucking hospitalize Conor McGregor. Then that means I'd hospitalize Conor McGregor too. Like, you're asking me stupid questions, and you're like, what the fuck? Don't you get that all these guys on television, these are not fighters, man. I went to the UFC gym yesterday, and they said that, oh, you beat up that Bellator guy, and you know, the thing is, you guys are going full out, see? Full out. And this is like, you know, UFC, like, we don't allow that. We only, like, see, these actors, they want. Me and the UFC guy had, UFC, Bellator, same shit. Me and the Bellator guy had beef. But then they start talking about that they don't allow full contact. And that I can't, that I can only hit the bag at that gym. That I cannot compete. And put it on YouTube. That's what I'm saying. I'm like, okay, well, why do you have that octagon then? What is it doing there? What, just for show? Exactly. I was right. These are actors. They make money like this, okay? They build these UFC gyms. These fucking clowns told me, oh, why don't you go to a real boxing or MMA gym? I did, and I won. I did, and you people still talk shit. Oh, yesterday I beat the shit out of a tough Mexican fucking, you know, brawler type, you know, amateur boxer, beat his ass, outboxed him, you know, in the beginning I rushed him, hit him, you know, in the face 5 times, then I jabbed him in the face, you know, dude, I can do a slow-mo video, I mean, it's obvious, just watching it regularly, just, you know, that I landed a lot more than him. What did he land? He didn't land, in the end, he got in, like, a few licks. I mean, dude, so what? I went in the first, like, eight, nine, ten punches. And it was 0-47, that right hand, man. That was fucking phenomenal, man. Oh, why are you boxing next to the treadmills? Because of the room, you know, where the light was off. And that's it, they turned it off. You know what I mean? Why does it matter where I box? I boxed in the ring before. You fucking pussy still talk shit. It doesn't matter. The remember, I've been in Ukraine. I beat that Sambo dude. Man, I embarrassed that guy. There was a crowd. His crowd. I beat him so bad that I made his crowd laugh at him. And you people are still talking shit. I'm the greatest of all time. I had a fucking stellar year. 72 wins. I'd rather get 178, like, in January. Say, like, I did it all this year. You know, what's the point of another win? I just destroyed a U.S. Marine, which was very recent, still recent win. Destroyed the Israeli soldier. That was just like, you know, a lot of people say it was the best win of the year. It was one of the best. It was, you know, it was great. It was a great win. I crushed that guy, you know. And then yesterday, it was a masterclass. You know, it's like you hypocrites. You're hypocrites. You know, you delusional haters are fucking, you know, your hypocrisy pisses me off. When I go and just like, I'm a banger / master boxer. When next fight is just going to be bam, bam, bam. Like, that's it. Like, against the Marine, I come out, bam, bam, bam. Oh, but you know, that guy didn't, he's not a boxer, he's a Marine, you know, blah, blah, blah. He's a Marine. Why do you need to be a boxer to be a good fighter? Marines know how to throw hands. You know what I'm saying? Okay, then. He was a heavyweight, too. Dude was big as fuck. He didn't look 205. He looked more like 225. You know what I'm saying? And I beat his ass, you know. And then the Israeli soldier, then I beat the shit out of this guy yesterday, the amateur. Oh, go fight a boxer. I beat plenty of boxers. Remember that boxer in Ukraine at the restaurant? That guy was 6'5", man. Heavyweight, man. What happened to him, man? He got his fucking ass beat. Literally, man, I fucking destroyed him. That was a great victory. Grabbed him by the shirt, bam. That right hand, his fucking head turned. And what do you hate to do? You still talk shit. No, it's like these people are mentally ill. It's like fucking, it's crazy. You know, the shit that they leave under the comments, the questions they ask, the feedback they give, I mean, it's like, fuck, these it's, you know, the people that follow mainstream fake combat, you guys are sick society. I mean, you're not normal, man. No, I mean, a lot of people know that mainstream boxing, it's all a show. It's like, basically, like, yeah, the punches may be real, the blood may be real, but the fix is in. You know what I'm saying? Like that Bradley Pacquiao fake shit, fake decisions, judges bought, you know, like the Danny Green, Paul Briggs. What the fuck was that? That was not even a fight. Even the delusional guys in the crowd who pay to see that shit were booing that shit. You know what I mean? Okay, but you clowns are retarded. You deserve to see fake shit like that because you buy fake shit like that when the GOAT warns you and says, all this shit is fake. It's not real. These are not real fighters. Why do you think they do this once or twice a year? Because they need time to choreograph it. Isn't it obvious? It's common sense. There's no 12 rounds. 12 rounds? Dude, I beat guys in that Marine. I beat them in, what, 5 seconds? As soon as I let my hands go, the motherfucker tasted my power and quit. What 12 rounds? Think about it. If you're such a great fighter, these delusional fucks think prolonging a fight makes you a great fucking fighter. No, it doesn't. It actually shows that you're weak. Because if you can't knock out or stop your opponent for 36 minutes, then something is wrong with you. That means your power is just not there. All my fights, I either knock my opponents out, I either TKO them, or I'll box them to the point where they gas out and quit, like yesterday. You know what I'm saying? That's it, man. 178 is gonna be, it's gonna be another type, like Israeli. Remember the Israeli soldier? Yeah. It's gonna be one of those type wins. I'm just gonna bomb on the motherfucker. I bombed on the motherfucker yesterday, but you could see, you saw the new gloves. I had new gloves, are fresh. The new gloves, new shoes I was wearing. Well, they're not. I bought them a while ago, but they still look new. I'm saying them Jordans I was wearing, and my new gloves. And they cost more. All that costs more than the entire welfare you haters get, man. You fucking delusional clowns, man. 177 tried. 177 failed, man. 178's gonna fail. I'm gonna be 200-0 next year. You clowns are. Some of you retards are saying I'm looking slow. What the fuck? I looked fast as fuck yesterday. Well, what, because I missed some shots? Fuck, man. You're acknowledging my misses, but you're not acknowledging my connects, though. I connected more than I missed. That jab was just, man, that was, he didn't know what to do. You know? That's why I think he quit, because he knew he couldn't win. It was, I mean, yeah, he may have been tired, but I think he just quit because the motherfucker knew that he was like, that's it, you know what I mean? Yeah, motherfuckers at the gym were even bringing up Anthony Joshua, and I'm like, what the fuck? I'm like, dude, don't you ever mention this clown's name in the United States of America, man. What, these delusional Brits fucking... No, no offense to British people. I got nothing... The real Brits that support Charlie Zonoff, shout out to y'all. I'm talking about these... You know, the guys in England that support Anthony Joshua, this paid professional actor, with him, it would be like Wilder or more brutal. I would rush him, hit him with a power shot, stop him, knock him out. I told you, these big heavyweights, the tailor made for me, man. Cruiserweights give me tougher fights because they're faster. They're more agile than heavyweights. Heavyweights are slow as fuck, man. Heavyweights, man, it. Every time I beat a 310-pound Golden Gloves boxer this year, and it was one of my easiest wins, man. I beat the guy's ass, you know, so easily, and he was 26-7, Like I said, his name's Sean Davis. It was not even close, man. It was not even close. You know what I'm saying? To 72 wins in a year, I mean, like, basically, no breaks. I go to Ukraine, and like, people are thinking, like, oh, okay. Yeah, I went to fuck my wife and ex-wife, you know, we're separated. We're not together anymore, you know, even though on paper we are, but, you know, she still has my last name, and which is really pissing me off because she doesn't deserve a girl like that that, you know, would get drunk and start, you know, violent arguments and break shit in the house. You know, does a girl like that deserve to wear the name Zelenov, the greatest of all time? Fuck no. And I called her. No, like, every time I call her, which is, like, I did hit her up, you know, like, obviously I hit her up after I left her, I mean, you know, but she hit me up more, but I'm saying when I hit her up, it was not to, on good terms, it was like, hey, bitch, take off my fucking, I'm like, you know, why you still not file for divorce? You're in Ukraine. See, she doesn't want to file that shit. Because she expects the same cycle to keep happening. You know, time to pass, and then eventually, you know, she hopes to, like, because I had a few girlfriends after her, and it didn't work out with them, but see, I'm telling you, the next serious girlfriend, I'm talking to a lot of girls right now, I'm just trying to, you know, see which one's the right one. But, Daria expects the same cycle over and over to happen again. She expects me to chill out a bit and then some time to pass, and then for me to call her and be like, hey, baby, I miss you. You know, maybe I should come back to Ukraine. You know, she expects that. Well, guess what? It ain't happening. It ain't going to happen. Dude, are you kidding me? I went there 3 times. Yeah, well, she took me for granted, man. She thinks because of her hot looks and, you know, she gives me pussy and all that, she thinks that, you know, she thinks that for that I'm just going to, you know, do it, that's it, you know. I'm just like, no, hell no. I can get pussy from another girl just as hot or even hotter. If I can get her, I just got unlucky with her attitude. She's just, you know, she's bad attitude, drinking problem. Yeah, I just got unlucky with her habits and her attitude. But, you know, like, who she is as a person, I got unlucky in essence. I got lucky with, you know, the way how she looks, you know, it was, you know, the sex was great. But I got unlucky with who she is as a person, her habits and her attitude. But trust me, not every hot girl is a bitch that drinks alcohol. And I'm talking heavy liquor. Look, drinking is okay. You know, when you know how to hold your liquor, drinking is fine. You know, nothing's wrong with drinking. But she can't hold her liquor. And I told her, baby, this is going to break us up if you don't stop. I've warned her millions of times. She said, okay, baby, okay, I'll stop. But it's all talk. She's all talk. You know what I mean? All talk. She never stopped. You know what I'm saying? No, I told her, I'm like, what don't you like about me? Oh, that you bare knuckle, you beat guys up without gloves. It's so violent and dangerous. You know, you can. I'm like, okay, baby, I'll stop. I'll only keep it with gloves on. That's easy. But I tell her, baby, you know, sometimes, you know, see, I'm the goat. I'm literally living the life of the greatest of all time. You know, I always run into some punks at some restaurant or some bar or some fucking alleyway or wherever the fuck, you know, they're destined to get knocked out, you know what I mean? Sometimes it's out of my control, I told her, baby, you know, sometimes it's out of my control where I literally have to defend myself. I'm not going to let somebody punch me. When I see somebody acting tough and they're coming up to me, I got to defend myself. And that wasn't the problem. She was the problem of drinking, and God knows what else she did, man. I'd rather keep that off air, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm starting to feel sorry for the girl, man, because I'm not trying to expose her. I actually had her get help. She went to rehab and all that, and it didn't help. That's why, of course, people are probably thinking, like, okay, like, okay, Kim Kardashian and Kanye West, you know, fucking whatever, man. If Kim is into mentally ill black guys, then whatever floats her boat, you know, go walk to her. But whenever she wants a real man, she knows the name Charlie Z. I'm sure she's heard of the name, so she knows what to do from there. But Kim says she loves Kanye, and she knows Kanye's, you know, not right up there, but she doesn't care. She still loves him. She wants to, you know, do whatever it takes for them to be together. Okay, well, Daria's not mentally crazy. She just has a sobriety problem. And, you know, that's why, you know, other problems that I don't want to put out on the air, but I sent her to rehab. And, yeah, more than once, too. It did not help. What, you think I just left her like that? Come on, man. I did everything in my power to make this marriage work out, man. It's not. It is a failed marriage. It's a dead marriage. It's a sinking ship, man. That's it. I try to keep it afloat. There's just no way, man. Titanic, man. That's it. Done. You know what I'm saying? There's no. Yeah, I can easily call her up and buy a ticket to Ukraine tomorrow and what do we fuck her tomorrow? You know what I mean? I can buy a ticket today and fuck her tomorrow. Oh, and yeah, in like a day or two. But no, man, it's just, if I saw that the girl was putting the effort in to try and change, you know what I mean, to just not be all talk, but to actually, like, fuck, rehab, all this stuff, no. A person, this is a fact, a person won't change until they tell themselves in their heart that this is it. I'm not going to do this bullshit anymore. I'm not going to drink anymore. I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to do it. I'm going to change my habits. Fuck whatever rehab. The person. Anybody will tell you this. The person has to decide their own fate, their own destiny. She decided hers. Alcohol, drugs. And she wanted me plus all that. I said, I'm sorry. Mostly alcohol, but the thing is, she would drink heavy liquor. It's not like she drank fucking some weak shit. She would drink hard shit, and she couldn't handle it, and she would, you know, go crazy on me. So, but yeah, yesterday, man, masterful performance, man. Charlie Zelenoff, the greatest of all time, man, the best boxer ever, man. See, the thing is, I'm in my prime now, but this is the very beginning of my prime, actually. When I'm 29, 30. 31, I'm going to be even stronger. Hope you haters know that, man. You delusional fuckheads. You know, 72 wins in 1 year. I mean, what a way to end the year with, you know, great victories, you know. And if this is the last fight of the year, then hell, what the fuck? Boxing clinic, masterclass. I'd rather just get 178 in 2017, in January. Yeah, because, like, what if I go and beat the fuck out of somebody, you know, today or tomorrow and end the year like that? And then, that's what I'm saying. I'd rather save that next great victory for yesterday was a great victory, but I'm talking about, like, a knockout or a brutal fucking TKO, like, against that Israeli soldier, like, those type of wins. I'm trying to save that for the new year. Like, when it's, yeah. I actually, this year, I started, I won on, literally on New Year's Day. I was surprised that the gyms were even open, but they were open. I beat the fuck out of that fucking third degree black belt fighter. Went off on him. Yeah, them new gloves, man. They gonna, when I beat more opponents up, they're going to get beat up, man. They just brand new, man. Yeah, this is it. Now I beat somebody with them. And yeah, man, I'm definitely going to find a better girl than my ex-wife, man. I need the full package, man. She's really hot, but she's the full package is, you know, real hot girl, good personality. No, No baggage, no fucking sobriety problems, none of that bullshit, you know what I mean? Yeah, and another thing, she's a compulsive liar. She would tell, oh, baby, I'm going to go to my grandma's house, and the next thing you know, she comes back home drunk. Wait a minute, you went to your... I've been to her fucking... Well, and her auntie's. So I'm going to go to my auntie's house, and I'm like, okay, baby, go ahead, you know. This is your neck of the woods. I mean, you know better than me around. But then I stopped letting her go by herself. Everywhere I would go with her, and, you know, that's why, because she's a fucking compulsive liar. She'd go to her auntie's house. That's what she said. She'd come back drunk as fuck. Her aunt does not. Her aunt is like a, you know, old lady. She's a nice old lady, you know what I mean? Like, she doesn't drink, come on. She doesn't get drunk, you know what I mean? That's why. She didn't go to her auntie's house. She met up with some, I don't know who the fuck she met up with. Hopefully not a dude. You know, I doubt it. You know, she was getting fucked by the champ, you know, multiple times a day. And every day. No, she'd probably meet up with some bitches, you know, buy alcohol and come back home drunk. And she'd do it like almost every day. Yeah, with the video when she was with me in that superwoman t-shirt. She was sober then, yeah, obviously, but I'm just saying, man, I made the right choice, man. No looking back, man. You know, it's kind of going crazy, me and her watching this movie. Me and Daria was, like, on my lap. We were watching a movie called The Wrong Turn. It's like a horror movie, right? And I'm thinking, like, fuck. I'm like, I made the wrong turn, meaning the plane. I took the plane here to the wrong place. It was the wrong turn, man. And no, yeah, for real, though, man. I'm not even fun, man. I'm like, for real. No, because it was called The Wrong Turn. Look it up. They got like six, part one, part two, part three, all the way to six, right? And I'm thinking the whole time, because, you know, this bitch was giving attitude and starting drama, you know, she's like a fuck. It was like a love-hate relationship, and I'm thinking, like, oh, fuck, wrong turn, huh? Maybe I made the wrong turn. This is just a fucking movie. This is fiction. I'm like, well, let's talk real life for a second. Maybe I made the wrong turn. And this delusional guy, Steve Almighty, hey, listen, man, you need help, dude. You need to be locked up in a mental institution like Kanye West was. But he was only there for, what, 9 days? You need to be there for 356 days a year, every year, man, for life, all right? Hey, you saw the one yesterday, bitch? I doubt you're going to make any replays of that, man, because that was just one-sided. I mean, and the guy fought back, so you can't say random gym member. You can't. I don't care what you say. I know the truth. The truth is on video. I'm the best. But, yeah, so, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yesterday, I showed, you know, masterful boxing. Like, I beat that Muay Thai champion. That guy would crush Jozeval. He would be too fast for Jozeval. Come on. Sambo Russian. Remember I beat Sambo Russian would annihilate Anthony Joshua, the Klitschko's, Deontay Wilder. I beat all these guys, yeah, whatever, the under-the-radar guys. Okay, I'm talking about these in particular. Muay Thai champion, Sambo Russian, these guys, Southpaw Sill, these motherfuckers would definitely, Southpaw Sill was a light heavyweight, but, you know, he had power like a heavyweight. He was fast as fuck, you know, I beat him. These guys that I'm beating, these are the best fighters. Well, I'm the best fighter in the world. These are the best boxers, the best fighters. Well, second, third, fourth, fifth. Yeah. Wilder may be like number five. Derek the Giant's a clown, man. I fucking beat him with my jab, man, with one hand, man. Just fucking out going overtime. Derek the Giant's a clown. He may have been second best at that time, but that was my 31st win, man. That was 31-0 at that time. That was 2012. Yeah, at that time he may have been second best because, okay, but it was, well, compared to now, it was the beginning of my career. Well, look at me now. Look how many opponents, how many more opponents I beat. Jules Waller would fuck up Derek. Him and Wilder, I don't know. They're both box wreck bumps, man. Whoever wins first, I don't know who would win that fight. Who gives a fuck? I beat them both. I'm saying that, like, the guys I beat this year, you know what I'm saying, last year, like Gino Esco, Mario, these motherfuckers are top-level opponents. And these clowns on the internet still message me and say, what about you and Conor McGregor? What about you and Anthony Joshua? What about, you're fucking retarded, man, just for asking me. No, real fans, you know, like my real-life fans that I know in real life, they don't ask me, well, how would you do against Conor McGregor? Because they know how I would do against him. I would put him to sleep. They come up to me and be like, what's up, champ? Still undefeated? What's up, man? You'd kill that motherfucker, Conor McGregor. Man, my real-life fans, they don't even mention these clowns. Like, if, like, sometimes I even have to, like, mention these paid professional actors. I'm like, yo, these delusional haters always ask, like about these guys, like, oh, those clowns, man, shit, you killed them all, Charlie Z, man, you're the best, man. That's what my real-life fans, and they say it how, like, they're genuinely they say it, like, they really mean it, like, they like there's no sarcasm, there's no behind the keyboard, you know what I mean, like, you see their face, they're really serious when they say it, you know what I'm saying? I'm number one, man, and there's, you fucking delusional haters just continue getting exposed. You know, I went fight after fight after fight. You know, it's like being top-level world-class competition. You know, wait a minute. Muay Thai guy, that motherfucker was moving like a ninja. My homie even nicknamed him Ninja. I beat that motherfucker. I hit him with a left hook. He flew across the fucking room. And what happened after that? Nothing. No, I mean, what did he do after that? Nothing. He tried to look all slick and try to, like, you know, dance around in his ninja stance. And then I just bam, 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 in the body. Jab to the body, hit him. Hey, shoulders, whatever. Okay, but what did he land? Hit my gloves. Yeah, he was very awkward. He was very hard to connect on, and I still connected on him, and I beat him. That's what I'm saying. I beat the best. I am the best. I'm the greatest. That Muay Thai champion that I beat with the beanie on, he's number two pound for pound. Even though I don't even know his name, it doesn't matter. That guy would murder Conor McGregor and the Diaz sisters. Some clowns said, go to the Diaz brothers' gym. Dude, let them come. Dude, these guys are fucking clowns. Fake shit. Dude, what would these? I beat a Bellator dude that was 12-0. No, not all his fights are on Bellator. Who gives a fuck? I don't keep up with this crap. He said he had one fight on Bellator. He said that he's, you know, had a lot of TV fights. Some TV clown. I beat the fuck out of this guy. That guy would kill the Diaz brothers, man. Who the fuck are these clowns, man? These motherfuckers have like 8, 9, 10 losses, man. What the fuck? Charlie Zonoff, 177-0, man. I beat fucking heavyweights, man. The Diaz brothers, man? Are you serious? Dude, I would murder these motherfuckers, man. And you clowns would still talk shit. You still talk shit. When I beat Deontay Wilder, you can't say that I paid him off to lose because the motherfucker, he got millions. Mayweather Sr., I beat the fuck out of Mayweather Sr. He got millions of dollars. You can't say that I paid him to lose, right? What did you people do? You still talk shit. Oh, you beat up an old man. Oh, you sucker punched him. You haters are mentally fucking ill. You're sick people. You fucking clowns. Tards. Never going to stop hating. Never. No matter what I do. I'm going to get to 200-0. I don't need to. I can retire on top right now. Rise off to the sunset as the greatest of all time. Charlie Zelenoff, the GOAT. 177-0. You kidding me? 23 more wins? But since I'm this close, you know, it was hard to get one fight yesterday. It took hours to get that opponent. Went to the UFC gym. Them actors didn't want none because I beat that Bellator guy. And yeah, why do you think they deleted the fucking video? They didn't want to fight. They know what's at stake now. That's why I said, I'm like, why do you guys have a cage over here, man? What is this for? What is it, all show? Bullshit. You people are fake. Fake. That's why all these clowns go to a boxing gym. That's why when I call these so-called boxing gyms, what do they say? See, like, they're like, why are you beating that guy up by a treadmill? Listen. Look, it's a dangerous location. If I knocked him out, he could have hit his head on the treadmill and gotten killed. I understand, but there was no other choice. There was no other place to fight at that gym. The UFC gym, these fake boxing gyms, right? When I tell them, all right, they know me, world champion Charlie Z. All right, you heard the name? Beat Deontay Wilder. They're like, oh, sorry, we can't allow, like a real fight, you know, like what you and Deontay went full out. We can't allow that here, man. I'm like, why not? But you guys are, you know, like, aren't you a professional boxing gym? They're like, well, yeah, but, you know, we train people, like, to spar and stuff like that. I'm like, oh, spar. You see what I'm saying? It's all fake. It's a show. So they can spar, so they can prepare for their choreographed, glorified, you know, boxing match, glorified sparring, you know, fucking on TV. It's not real. Yeah, when I go and beat the fuck out of a real fighter, see, in Ukraine, it's a different ballgame. You saw when I beat that Sambo guy, yeah, now that's a real boxing gym. They didn't even have me pay anything when I came. You know how you got to pay the day fee? I didn't pay a penny. They let me get in the ring. And the trainer even said, he said that I'm the greatest champion he's ever witnessed. And he said he's been in boxing for over 40 years. He said I'm the greatest champion he's ever witnessed. On YouTube, on television, in person, anywhere, he said I'm the greatest champion that he has ever witnessed. So you duelists are no fucking haters. You clowns. You retards are just simply... You're mental, you know. You just want to piss me off, you know. It's just a constant false feedback you're leaving, man. You know, I'm just looking phenomenal every fight. Every fight, man. And I'm going through a divorce, and I'm still winning, man. I got a big distraction, huge distraction. I mean, come on, whatever, wife, bad wife, whatever. She was still my first wife. You never forget your first. Okay, and just like, you know, yeah, I had sex with a lot of women, but just like when you fuck a girl, right, the first girl that you ever fucked, you never forget her, no matter how bad or good, whatever. First wife. Even when I have a second wife, I'm not going to think of Daria as much, but you know what I'm saying. Never forget your first. Okay, well, when I get married again, I'll forget about her. But, I'll think about her much less. I'm going to be thinking about my new wifey. Or even my new girlfriend, you know what I mean? When I get a new serious girlfriend, this is it, you know? Daria who? It's going to be like that, you know what I mean? Like, I'm not even going to mention her. But I'm saying now. That it's only been a month, not even been a month. I dumped her on November 15th. Okay, so, yeah, it's just, I'm going through a divorce and I'm still winning fights. As soon as I come back to the States, no rest. All these wins in Ukraine, I should have just, like, took a break, you know what I mean? Like, I beat so many people in Ukraine, I had no break. I continue doing the breaking because I'm the greatest of all time. And I continue doing the breaking, and I'm unbreakable, even though I broke up with my wife. Charlie Z, the greatest motherfuckers, the greatest of all time. Hey, yesterday, I made that motherfucker look silly. I outboxed him silly. I hit him with hooks, with jabs. I even landed a straight right hand. I hardly ever throw straight rights. I don't throw those punches. I don't know, I just landed it. I don't know. You haters are sick, man. Go to real boxing gym. Yeah, it's real boxing gym. And then, you know what they tell me? They're like, oh, we don't allow, like, yeah, you and Deontay, we saw that, you and Mayweather. We don't allow the, like, real fight, like, underground fights like that, like, where guys go full out. We only allow sparring with headgear and 16-ounce gloves. That's why I don't go to these gyms. Now you haters know. That's why I don't go there. I don't want to spar anybody. I'm a fighter. I'm a champion, man. So what the fuck would I go to? Sparring doesn't count. Even if I go to, like, Andre Ward's gym and beat the shit out of him with headgear on, it's not going to count on my record because it's sparring. I tried to fight Andre Ward. I wanted to knock him out. They told me no, man. He's like, Andre Ward, no. He's like, if you fight in heavyweights, man, then no, he has no business. They literally said that. He's like, Andre Ward only sticks to his weight class. You know, this whole weight class, Andre Ward is a bum, dude. He's a bum. I would kill that guy, man. I would annihilate him. He's not on my level, man. Andre Ward, Sergey Kovalev, I would murder these clowns, man. Both of them. That Muay Thai champion that I beat, I'm telling you, man, that guy was 194. His walking weight's like 205, 210. That guy would, I'm telling you, he would beat Deontay Wilder. And Jules Wall was a punching bag, man. I fucking beat the shit out of this dude. I showed that video to one of the people that were at the gym yesterday, and they were like, man, you're too fast for him, man. Motherfucker couldn't touch you, man. Jules Wall was on television, you know what I mean? Like, what the fuck? And he quit. He walked away, like, and I told him that after, you know, the timer said, Tom, I'm like, you want to continue or what? He's like, no. He's like, only my style. I'm like, nah. I'm the best, man. The greatest ever, man. Charlie Zelenoff, number one pound for pound. Win 178. It's going to be another slaughter. Just like yesterday, just like the Israeli soldier, another slaughter, another easy victory for Charlie Z. You haters are delusional. No matter who I beat, you people always talk shit. Your words are relevant, man. My actions are relevant. Your words are irrelevant. Charlie Z, the greatest of all time. 177-0.
They claim that I'm violent, just cause I refuse to be silent. These hypocrites are having fits, cause I'm not buying it, defying it. Envious because I will be delicate. Any oppressor and bitches know that I'm the fix. I show no mercy, they claim that I'm a lunatic. But when this shit gets sick, I'm going, you're going kick. Don't look confused, the truth is so plain to see. Cause I'm a nigga that you sell, I'm all the strength to be. And every jeep and every talk, brother solves it. I'm never ignorant, getting those accomplished. But underground railroad, calling up rob. The time of truth getting told, heard enough lies. I told the fight back and back for society. If this is violence, then find what I gotta be. If you investigate, you'll find out where it's coming from. Look through our history, America's a violent one. I like my brain, break the chains of your misery. This time of take back for evil shit you did to me. They call me militant, racist, cause I won't be sick. You wanna censor something, motherfucker, shit it is. My words are weapons and I'm seven for the silence. Waking up the man. The cops can't stand me, but they can't touch me. Call me a dope man, cause I rock so deep. Shot by the police, didn't have my ID. I said, excuse me, why you trying to rob me? He had the nerve to say I had a curfew. Get out the car. I better make my mind up. Pick my nine up. I'll hit the line up. I chose B. Step into the street. The first cop grabbed me. The other ripped my seat. I grab my homie and they threw him to the concrete. They trying to frame me. They trying to say I had some drugs in the back seat. But I'm a rap fiend, not a crack fiend. My homie fat. He tried to punch. I heard a bullet fire from the cop's gun.